When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Welcome to Pop Law Podcast, presented to you by Revolt Podcast Network. I'm your host, Desiree, and please remember, I am still not your attorney. This is Pop Law Breakdown. Pop Law Breakdown is a segment of the show that breaks down the law related to the topic of our guest episodes. On this episode of Pop Law Breakdown, I will be diving into the types of production agreements from a talent perspective and from a stylist perspective when it comes to their contracts. On the episode with A. Rose, we discussed how Black talent and Black stylists struggle with hair on production sets. Now let's look into these contract terms. In talent agreements, hair and makeup should be covered by the production company. Sometimes this will fall under compensation or it will be included as a separate deal point. Either way, as a Black girl, you should always request to be included in the hiring process for the artist hired for glam. Talent can either ask to be included in the hiring process or request to bring their own trusted stylist. If only requesting to be included in the hiring process, talent should ask for a meaningful consultation in the hiring process. Meaningful is key, because talent should get the production company to take his or her opinion seriously. If bringing your own stylist on board, ensure that you negotiate your stylist to be hired directly by the production company and that the fees for servicing you, including materials and products and hair, does not come out of your fee. In service provider agreements, get all your money up front, or at least have. Net 30 is for the birds. Whether it is a day rate or being on set or an hourly fee or per service fee, make sure to indicate when you will be paid. Indicate the number of hours included in the rate and also the overtime rate, travel fees, per diem, if craft services is not available. Also discuss your breaks. Negotiate the ability to take photos of your work so it can be included in your portfolio for future services. Consider having your own agreements for companies to enter into your terms. And if you are rep by an agency, make sure they run any and all productions by you so you don't miss out on opportunities that may be bigger than the money offered. And evaluate if union membership or non-union membership is best for you and the projects that you want to be included on. In the end, the beauty industry is a billion-dollar industry, and Black women are arguably the biggest consumers. Our hair is a form of creative expression, and if our hair looks good, we just feel like we can do anything. So for the amount of money that Black women spend on our hair, we need to ensure that we are getting adequate treatment as talent and as stylists. Thank you for tuning in to Pop Law Breakdown. Pop Law Podcast is presented to you by Revolt Podcast Network. I'm your host, Desiree, and please remember, I am still not your attorney. Disclaimer, this episode is strictly for entertainment and educational purposes only. It is not meant to be construed as legal advice in any form.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.